993.
Request of Sarah Hobbs to address council regarding September being National Suicide Prevention Month and September 10, International Suicide Prevention Day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just pull that microphone down a little bit there, sir. There you go.
For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs. As a volunteer with the Oregon chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, I wanted to bring to the council's awareness that this month is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention has picked this week for their major social media suicide awareness prevention campaign. The theme for our campaign this week is Be the Voice, Talk Saves Lives. But having said this, I know having a conversation with somebody who could be suicidal is scary. That is why I highly recommend for anybody who lives in Multnomah, Washington, or Clackamas counties, you go to the internet at www.gettrainedtohelp.com. There you can find all sorts of free suicide prevention trainings that are offered through the three-county metro area. I know I am going to be taking the assist training here in the county, and I signed up through www.gettrainedtohelp.com. As well, Saturday is World Suicide Prevention Awareness Day, and there is an organization that I've been following that is actually located in Dublin, Ireland. They are a large suicide prevention organization, island-wide, called Cycle Against Suicide. And though they are located in Ireland, I think their motto is appropriate for everyone. And that is, it is okay not to feel okay. But it is absolutely okay to ask for help. I've been here many times. You've heard me speak often about my concerns for the high rate of suicide here in Portland. But I believe if we do work together, if we do be the voice, if people do get trained and be willing to engage people that may be suicidal, we can bring Portland's suicide rate down. It is an attainable goal. Suicide is preventable. We just as a city need to have the will. So let's be the voice. Talk does save lives.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks for your advocacy. Appreciate you. Thank you.